pay for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Very sweet, strike two.
And the pitcher's Dipsy too. Genius fast.
9 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid of it all. She got the best of me. Broke my heart, now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left to me, yeah, you give what's left to me, 'cause she got the best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
He said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh,
4 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon and a happy Mother's Day on this May 8th. 2022. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Riders, the Riders Baseball Network, should say, as Frisco looking to try and force a split series against Arkansas with a 4:05 first pitch time. Really going to be hard to top last night, but they'll certainly try today on this Mother's Day, the Sunday series finale. So we'll welcome in Zach Bigley. Zach, last night, a game that really you can pick and pull a lot of great things. I think at the top of the list is a phenomenal start from Jack Leiter, and really was able to live up to what we saw on his resume coming into the season.
We expected big things from Leiter coming in, as you mentioned, and it's so hard to live up to the lofty expectations for a top prospect, a guy who's number 17 in all of minor league baseball. Last night he did. It was easy to say in his first start we weren't expecting a whole lot. Three innings, seven strikeouts against these Cavs. His second time around, brilliant. Six innings, allowing just two hits, no runs, five Ks, no walks. And that's the biggest thing. He retired the last 15 men he saw, yeah. And he was so efficient with his pitches. His 68 pitches he threw were his second fewest out of any start this season, and he became the first Riders pitcher to go six innings. I mean, that tells you a lot in terms of his efficiency, and he was as advertised, looking like a future ace for the Texas Rangers.
Love it. And you can also talk about his crim going deep as well, and it was the first shutout win that the Rangers staff were able to contribute to last night, a 5-0 win. We'll listen to the highlights later on the Riders pregame show. We also had the opportunity to catch up with the newest enlisted Rider, that's Nash Knight, and that interview will be on the other end of this break as the Riders and Travelers with a series finale at 4:05 on this Sunday, May 8th, Mother's Day 2022. Our Mother's Day ticket pack sold out at Riders Field, and certainly happy that fans are spending their Mother's Day with us inside the ballpark. Again, a 4:05 first pitch time. We'll step aside, come back, and catch up with Nash Knight in his road through minor league baseball next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network on Mother's Day, this Sunday, May 8th, Frisco and Arkansas closed the curtain on the six-game series with a 4:05 start time. I'm Chris Jared, and we're now joined by the Denton, Texas native, Nash Knight. Nash, how you doing? Happy Mother's Day to you and yours, and a beautiful Sunday here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good to be here. Glad to be a part of the team, you know, glad to be in Frisco, and hope we have a good Mother's Day.
Certainly hope that you and yours do as well. And we're talking to you after your first game. The defensive play, the sliding catch, you still got it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Those are the plays that you kind of picture happening before the game, and then you kind of hope that they happen during the game, and then you see the ball go up, and it's just kind of turns into backyard ball. We just go try to make a play, you know. So worked out, and glad I was able to help out a little bit.
You played college ball at Dallas Baptist, yep, all the way back then. You still close to those guys and be able to play college ball so close to home?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where if you play that long on a team with somebody, you're going to be friends for life. You know, like everybody at my wedding was from DBU. Like a lot of those guys are really good buddies of mine, so keep in touch with them, and we had a good time there.
You end up getting drafted by the Blue Jays in what now feels like a long, long time ago, 2016, when you're done with your college days. What did your time going all the way to Buffalo in the AAA level last year, what did your time in the Jays system teach you about yourself and as a baseball player?
Yeah, you know, I think it taught me the little things more than big things. You know, it taught me how to be a good teammate, the things that matter, the things that will keep you in the game, the things that last, you know, more than just on the field but off the field. So I'm really thankful for my time there and wouldn't change it for anything.
I was looking at the box score because 5 years ago today, we were in Clinton, Iowa, and that was a Lansing Lugnuts team with Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. That has to be a little bit of pride. You get to walk away and say that you played with some of those guys along your way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even to today, guys like Bo, guys like Vlad, guys on those teams. Those are really good buddies of mine, you know. So the game is a game of failure. It's a game where you got to push each other, kind of try to figure it out together. So it's one of those deals where it's time together. And with those guys, those are some of my really good buddies, and thankful for that time.
We're talking with Nash Knight on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Then you find out that you're going to be signed by the Rangers here in March of this year. What was that process like? And when you basically find out that you're going to play for a hometown team in Texas?
Yeah, you know, that's what you dream of. And you always hope that something like that will happen. You don't know if it's going to happen, but it's kind of just a deal where when it finally happens and you see that it might actually end up going through, it's like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be really cool. So I don't know if I could have drawn it up any better, but it's been really fun so far, and I'm really thankful.
You get to share the news with close family and friends. What did that look like when you're able to tell them that you're gonna be able to be a player in the Rangers system?
Yeah, I mean, everybody around here grows up a Rangers fan. They went through the World Series ups and downs, you know, back in the day. So everybody was excited about it. They thought that it was a really cool thing, just like I did. So, yeah, I'm just trying to do my best every day to represent the organization well. And hopefully it's something that will work out for the best. And I'm happy to be here, and I know my family is too.
Taking a look at a situation like last night where you're able to make a play like that, and just the game in general where you hear the crowd in your home state, what was that moment like for you to be able to take the field again?
After the game, I realized, I was like, man, it's there's nothing like playing, you know. Being at home is a really cool part, but being on the field, there's nothing like it. To be honest, it's just a deal where it's like you can't really explain it.
Sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary. Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field with a 4:05 first pitch time between Arkansas and Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Sherrod back with you. Apologies with the Nash Knight interview that cut off, but Nash wishing his wife and his mom a happy Mother's Day. They'll actually be here in attendance today, so awesome to see that. And I'm sure there's the opportunity of other guys that have family in town to watch them play on this Mother's Day as well. Time to listen back to some of the highlights from last night's game, and really, really strong highlights in last night's contest. And we'll start right off the top with Jack Leiter. A couple of strikeouts for him where he got number 4 to end the third, and then a 6-pitch inning, all balls put in play, a pop-up flyout ground out in the fourth for him, just 6 pitches, and then he got strikeout number 5 to get him through 5 innings and put him eligible to get that first win of the season. He came out for one more inning in the sixth and got it done with 3 straight ground balls. But the 2 strikeouts are Jack Leiter highlight to get us going.
He offers in the come out with a curveball. Got him off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Jack Leiter.
As he motions home the break-even 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Got him at 98 for the backwards K. And Leiter needed some help on the offensive side of things. It was a 1-0 Frisco lead, but Arkansas, a team that, remember, a few nights ago we were tied at 3 apiece, and then the Travelers scored 3 in the top of the ninth to steal that one. A 1-0 game into the bottom of the fifth inning. And on the fourth pitch of the bottom of the fifth, Ezekiel Duran, the Riders' leadoff batter, went deep to make it a 2-0 ball game.
1-2. High fly ball hit to left field, way back there. That ball is gone. Way over the in-touch home run terrace. Ezekiel Duran touches off his third home run of the year.
And then three more runs coming for Frisco to finalize that lead. It came in the seventh inning with a Dustin Harris walk. Ezekiel Duran doubled, and then on the next pitch, Blaine Krim went deep. His first pitch. Krim blasted out to left field. Way out of here and gone. Fourth homer of the season for Blaine Krim. Riders got the win yesterday in their first team shutout, 5-0. We'll go ahead and step aside for the final time in the Riders Baseball Network as it's national anthem time. Arkansas in Frisco with a 4:05 first pitch time on Mother's Day. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders and Frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
At Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score. And the Riders walk it off.
Can't fight the temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it? Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders on Mother's Day look to finish off the series with the Arkansas Travelers on a series split. Hi, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you, joined by Chris Jarrett. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And, Chris, it's Mother's Day. It's a beautiful day. We have baseball. It's a great day.
Yeah, nothing to complain about. You just about hit the nail on the head there. But it's been a fun week. It started a little slow, Zach. Arkansas took 3 of 4. But it's been a good bounce back, and last night can really be a serious momentum provider.
5-0 win for the Riders. Quickly, Chris, let's get the lineups today.
Let's do it for Arkansas. The center fielder, Tanner Kerwer, in the top spot. Joe Rizzo at third, batting second. Jake Shiner at first, batting third. And the DH, Jack Larson, in the cleanup spot. Zach Deloach in right, batting fifth. Patrick Frick at second, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 for the Travs of Scheffler, Hoover, and Unroll.
We'll get you the Rough Riders in the bottom half. Here's the wind back, and Reagans delivers the first pitch of the game. It's a strike on the upper edge, out inside corner, and we are underway at 4:06 in the p.m., just 1 minute tardy here in Frisco, Texas, on a gorgeous day. Wind back from Reagans, 0-1, down low and inside, one ball and one strike. It is a very warm day here in Frisco, Texas, 93 degrees, playing the hottest day that the Rough Riders have played a game in this year. 1-1. High fly ball down the left field line. Kellen Strom over towards the line. He's under it and reaches up with one paw skyward to make the catch. One out here in the first inning, and Joe Rizzo steps in. Rough Riders and Trav scoreless. Rizzo in from the left side against the southpaw Reagans. It's a 93-degree temperature with a 100-degree feels-like temperature. Reagans winds back and deals. Curveball on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Reagans, the southpaw, making yet another start here at home as he winds in the 0-1. Soft roller foul, third base side, right to the third base coach, Jeff Jimenez, who makes a nice play. Tossed it to a fan in the stands, 0-2. Reagans making his fifth start of the season. He peels back the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Got him off the outside corner, and Cole Reagans picks up his first strikeout. He dispatches of Joe Rizzo on just 3 pitches. 2 outs here in the first for Jake Shiner. First inning has been a good one for Reagans all season long. He's allowed just 1 hit in the first inning in his first 4 starts. 1-1 with a 3 ERA on the year. He winds back, deals home to the right-handed batter. Outside to Shiner, 1 ball, no strikes. Defense behind him today, Kellen Strom in left, Johnny Ornelas in center, Sandro Fabian in right field. Reagan's glove over the cap, he winds in the 1-0. High with a fastball, 2 balls, no strikes. Nash Knight at third, Ezekiel Duran has shortstop. Justin Foscue is the second baseman, Trey Hare at first, and Jordan Procession does the catching for the Rough Riders. 2-0. Fastball just high of the zone, 3 balls, no strikes. Nash Knight has balls and strikes behind the plate. And the rest of our umpiring crew, Jake Bruner down the first baseline, Ben Ingstrand down the third, 3-0. Fastball sizzles on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Rough Riders, as Chris touched on, trailing in the series 3-2. 3-1, swing and a miss out in front of an elevated changeup. 3-2. Former first-round pick back in 2016, 30th overall by the Rangers. Reagans looks over his glove, winds in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went in the attic with the fastball, picks up strikeout number 2, and Cole Reagans with a breezy 1-2-3 first inning. Couple strikeouts for him. Rough Riders coming to the plate in the home half of the first in a scoreless game after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups in a scoreless game. It's the Rough Riders here in the home after first.
Yeah, Frisco coming to the plate, Zach. They've got Johnny Ornelas, the center fielder, leading off. Justin Foscue batting second. Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, batting third. And Blaine Krim, the designated hitter, batting fourth.
Wind back and first pitch to Ornelas. He spoils it foul out of play right side, 0-1.
The first baseman, Trey Hare, batting fifth. Kellen Stroman, left, you heard from in the top half. And then 7-8-9 for the Riders of the right fielder, Sandro Fabian. Nash Knight at third, and Jordan Procession catching.
All right, the 0-1. Fastball misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike on this beautiful Mother's Day here in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders and Trav scoreless. The pitch, high and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Justin Foscue on deck for the Rough Riders in the Reds today. Ellis flies it into shallow center. Kerwer coming in. Long run. Still going. And it drops in. A bloop base hit for Johnny Ornelas, floating into shallow center field as Tanner Kerwer came charging in. And he could not make the catch. Patrick Frick, the second baseman, is going out and it landed right in between them. Ornelas will take it. When you're hot, you pick up base hits like that. He's now 7-for-20 here in this series. And he's aboard to start the bottom half of the first.
I think the bat was the difference. Pink bat there. Did you see
it? Yeah,
it
could be. Breast cancer awareness here on a Mother's Day. Pitch to Foscue. Breaking ball, low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Levi Stout is the starter, making his second appearance here in this series for Arkansas. He was brilliant in game one. A win for the Travs. 1-0. High fly ball, hit well, deep to left field. You can forget it. That ball is way gone. Justin Foscue sends it over the in-touch home run terrace. A two-run shot, and the Rough Riders take a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Second home run of the year for Justin Foscue. Absolutely hammered. 102 miles an hour off the bat, 418 feet. RBI total up to 10 for Foscue. Ezekiel Duran bats now, and that increases his on-base streak to 12 games as he continues to hit. First pitch to Duran. He swings, fouls it right side, and that one gets out of play into the seats. 0-1. A long home run for Justin Foscue. 418 feet. Stout winds back and deals. Foul back up this way. Off to our right. Chris, make a play. Make a play. Oh. Just off to your right. 0-2. That's pretty close, partner. Here's the wind back. 2. Off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Ezekiel Duran has absolutely torched Arkansas pitching. From the windback, the pitch. Off the outside corner. He was able to hold up on the check swing. Two balls, two strikes. Against Arkansas, he's hitting .432 with eight extra base hits. Windback, 2-2. Up high. Three balls, two strikes. That's eight extra base hits in eight games played head-to-head. That's pretty darn good. Stouts 3-2. A fly ball out into left field. Easy play for Connor Hoover into his left, and he puts it away. Fly out to left field, and there's one away here in the first inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. Blaine Krim makes his way in. Two-run home run for Justin Foscue. Blaine Krim got in the home run party last night with his fourth. First pitch. Hit on a line. Pass to the shortstop, Unroh, into left center for a base hit. Blaine Krim wastes no time, smacking it at 102 off the bat over to left center field, picking up a single. Third hit of the first inning for the Rough Riders. Here's Trey Hare. In from the left side against Stout, who's getting hit around here in this first inning after that was far from the case in game one. From the stretch, he pitches. Air swings, comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Stout allowed just four hits total in that last start against the Riders over his six innings. He's allowed three so far here in the first inning today. 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Another fastball by him, 0-2. Air 2-for-10 in the series. He does have a long home run himself. 434 feet to right center field. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him on in the first inning. Kellen Strom hits now for the Riders with Krim at first base. Two down, two in. From the stretch, offering home. Hard ground ball to short, but right at Unroh. He picks, throws on to second, and it gets Krim for the final out here in the first inning. Two across for the Rough Riders, though, on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders a two-spot in the home half of the first inning, and they lead 2-0 to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come into score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders.
Top half of the second inning from Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders with a two-run home run from Justin Foscue in the bottom half of the first, and they lead by a score of 2-0. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Jack Larson leads it off against Cole Reagans. He'll be followed by Zach Deloach and Patrick Frick. Middle third of the order for the Travelers after a 1-2-3 first for Cole Reagans. The left-hander back into his windup in the first pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Reagans, easy first inning for him. Two strikeouts, a 1-2-3 frame. 1-0 pitch. Curveball settles high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Reagans hoping for more innings like that. That's what he looked like first time he faced the Travs. 2-0. Just off the outside corner, three balls, no strikes. In that first start against Arkansas on the first Sunday of the season. 3 1/3 innings, shutout baseball, 3-0, high and outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to start things here in the second to Jack Larson, and Zach DeLoach steps in now, another left-hander. Reagan's allowed just three hits and walked one against Arkansas his first time around. And there's his first walk today. Another left-left, offering in. Fastball dots the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Reagan's, as a lefty, has not had the best numbers against left-handed batters. Not something you usually see. He hasn't seen a ton of lefties this year. From the stretch, he fires. Inside, nearly clipped the jersey of Zach DeLoach. He had to bend back out of the way to avoid it, and it's one ball and one strike. That's now the fourth walk he has surrendered to left-handed batters this year. He's only walked four to the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. While it's the same number, far more plate appearances against righties than against lefties, as you might expect from a left-handed pitcher. Larson leads from first. 2-0 Riders, top two. Nobody out. 2-1 pitch. Fastball just outside. Didn't miss by much. Three balls, one strike. Reagan's walked one against Arkansas in his first start, and then he's walked two in each of his next three starts. From the stretch, glove of the chest. 2-1. High fly ball into left field. Kellenstrom freezes on it. Backs up a couple steps. Just shy of the warning track, he makes the catch. Larson retreats back to first. There's the first out here in the second. Patrick Frick backs now. For Reagan's, this is his third career start. Or for third career appearance, I should say, against Arkansas. Second career start. Offering home to the righty Frick. Misses up high. One ball, no strikes. In 2021, after coming up from High A Hickory, he did make one relief appearance against the Travs. It was on the road. Through four innings, allowing just one earned. 1-0. Just down low of the zone this time. Two balls, no strikes. So, making his third career appearance. This season so far for Reagan's, it's been interesting. Every single outing, he's thrown more and more innings. 2-0 toss. Frick swings and misses. Let go of the top hand on an awkward-looking swing with a good changeup off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Almost like a singular raising-the-bar situation for Cole Reagan's in his innings pitch. 5 1/3 his last time out, a season high against Midland. The offering is a line drive right to second. Foscue makes the catch. And he looks back, Larson. A line drive out up the middle, but Foscue playing just to the right side of the second base bag in the shift from our perspective. A line drive directly at him. He made the keys the ball up, looking towards first base, but Larson didn't get too far off the bag, so he's back in there. Two outs. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the second inning. Runner at first. First pitch to Scheffler. Fastball misses high. One ball, no strikes. Reagan stands at 6'4", 190 pounds. Left-hander, just 23 years old. Native of Tallahassee, Florida. 1-0. A line drive down the left field line and foul. Hits off the facing of the screen that covers the bullpen down the left field line. One ball, one strike. Hey, the Rough Riders looking for another good pitching performance after Jack Leiter's brilliance yesterday. 1-1. Fouled back. Just off to the right behind home. One ball, two strikes. Leiter went six innings. Shut out baseball, allowing just two hits with five strikeouts and no walks. First quality start for Rough Riders pitching this year. Reagan's ready from the stretch. His 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Changeup off the outside corner, and he gets Matt Scheffler for the final out of the second. Three strikeouts through two shutout innings for Cole Reagan's. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Bottom second coming up. 2-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry invite for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer Hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 2-0 home half of the second inning. Stout delivers home to Fabian. A swing and a miss and an elevated fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with a two spot in that home half of the first inning on a two-run home run by Justin Foscue down the left field line. 0-1. Fabian takes one upstairs, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders again scoring in the first inning here in this series. 1-1. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal, and Jake Bruner down the first baseline said he was able to hold up. Two balls, one strike. Stout looks over his red glove, winds in the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Went off the outside corner with a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Rough Riders have now scored in the first inning in four consecutive games. 2-2. Fouled away, right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Two here in the first today. They put up one in the first inning yesterday. Two on Friday. And one on Thursday. 2-2. Again, fouled over the screen. Back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. In five out of the six games, Chris, the Rough Riders have now scored in the first inning. They're getting on top early. Unfortunately, here in the series, it hasn't translated to a 2-2. Three balls, two strikes as it misses high and inside.
Which is a little surprising because one of the things that we've touched on is how really, really effective this Riders bullpen staff has been.
Yeah.
So you think with sharp bullpen, they'd be sharp down the stretch.
3-2, fouled back, still 3-2. Best ERA for the bullpen in the Texas League this year at 3.36. And we saw that last night for sure with Grant Anderson and Lou Jacobson being extremely effective. Payoff pitch. Fabian takes high and outside, ball four. He earned that walk. Nine-pitch AB, or plate appearance, I should say. And a leadoff free pass here in the second brings Nash Knight to the plate. Really enjoyed your conversation with Nash before today's game, Chris.
Yeah, I did too, and it was pretty cool for Nash and I to catch up. I worked with the Lugnuts in 2017. Nash was there in just his first year out of the complex, so good to catch up with Nash, and his perspective is a really sound one just about his approach and where he's at.
Left-handed batter, the pitch, a hard ground ball back up the middle. That's into center, a base hit. Fabian around second on his way to third, and he's in there easily without a throw. First Riders base hit for Nash Knight. A single here in the second, back up the box. The switch hitter picks up his first hit here with the Frisco Rough Riders, hometown of Denton, Texas, just about 25 minutes away. And really cool to see him here in a Riders uniform and picking up that first hit. Jordan Procession stands in now from the left side. Runners on the corners, nobody out here in the second. Pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Jordan wanted to pass along a message to my mom, Lori, and my mother-in-law, Cammie. Happy Mother's Day. The pitch home. Down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Procession. A father, and he wanted to pass along Happy Mother's Day to his wife as well. She is in attendance, along with his lovely daughter. 2-0 toss. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside. He was able to hold up. 3-0. Good to see Procession behind the plate here in this series finale, hitting at a cool 393 on the season. A homer and five knocked in, offering in. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 3-1. Procession actually had a hitless game a couple days ago, his first hitless game this season with the Rough Riders. That's how good he's been. The 3-1. He swings, grounds it to second. Frick has it, flips on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Fabian crosses home, and the Rough Riders are back on the scoreboard. They now lead 3-0. RBI fielder's choice for Jordan Procession, 4-6. He knocks in his sixth run of the year. And he's aboard at first base with Sandro Fabian crossing home from third. Top of the lineup card now. Johnny Ornelas stands in from the right side. From the stretch, Levi Stout kicks and delivers. Breaking ball, fouled back up this way, just short of us. 0-1. Ornelas with a bloop base hit to center his first time up on a fly ball that seemed to hang up in the air forever. Tanner Kerwer, the center fielder, and Patrick Frick, the second baseman, converged, and neither of them could grab it as it found the grass. 0-1. Up high. Count levels in one ball and one strike. Ornelas picking up his seventh hit of the series as his batting average has elevated to .366 now, offering a high fly ball down the right field line. Deloach gives chase towards foul territory. He reaches out and can't get it. It's off the sidewall. Just ran out of room. One ball, two strikes.
There's a 19-mile-an-hour wind coming from right to left, so I thought that would maybe keep it around, but Deloach was about a few steps too late.
Just ran out of room. Now that wind blowing hard out to left field. 1-2. Ornelas smacks it into shallow right field. That drops in for another hit for Johnny Ornelas. Procession up to second. The Rough Riders over the yard. Their fifth hit already. Two aboard, one out, one in here in the second. 3-0 Rough Riders. And here's Justin Foscue as Johnny Ornelas is now a ridiculous 8-for-21 in the series, and that draws the pitching coach Sean McGrath out of the dugout for Arkansas. He's going to go have a chat with Levi Stout. I mean, it seems like we're a broken record here with Johnny Ornelas, Chris, but at the end of the day, you have to expect a guy to cool down at some point. He's just not.
Well, and he just looks like he's really cozy. He looks comfortable at the plate. His smooth is really, really, his swing is really, really smooth. But he just looks like it's any pitch that he had, like that one right there, a little up and away, just poked it out to where it needed to be. And, again, he's happy, he's calm around, he jokes with the guys, and he's a good presence to have around. And at the plate, it really doesn't look too complicated for him, Zach.
It really doesn't. And it's working, whatever he's doing. Highest batting average in the Rangers organization. Fourth highest in Double A. Justin Foscue hits now. Another 2-for-2 day for Johnny Ornelas. A team-high ninth multi-hit game this season. Foscue sent one over the left field fence his first time up for a two-run home run. First pitch. Takes high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders lead 3-0. Bottom half of the second. RBI fielder's choice for Jordan Procession to produce a run here in this frame. 1-0. High and inside, two balls, no strikes. 418-foot home run for Justin Foscue over the in-touch home run terrace. Stout ready from the stretch. He pitches. High and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Levi Stout has seen about enough of the Rough Riders. After that six-inning brilliant performance in Game 1, Rough Riders roughing him up early. The 3-0. Foscue takes high and inside. Ball four. A four-pitch free pass loads him up for Ezekiel Durant. Continues to get on base at a ridiculous clip. On base percentage during this 12-game on base streak, dangerously close to .500. And Levi Stout is not happy to see Ezekiel Durant in that right-handed batter's box with the bases loaded. He is 10 for 22 here in this series with two home runs, including last night. Pink right arm sleeve for him. First pitch. He chops it foul, third base side. 0-1.
Zach, how about every guy to the plate here for Frisco in the second has been aboard in some way. And Stout has only allowed six walks coming into today in 26 innings, two already for him and out of Foscue. And it's a little atypical to what we saw this week and what he's shown this season.
0-1. A line drive in a right field that drops in for a base hit. Procession scores. Ornelas flying around third. The throw goes to third, and they get Foscue there. But Ornelas scores, and it's a two-run single for Ezekiel Duran. His seventh RBIs here in this series. RBI total now up to 15. RBIs 6 and 7 here in the series, and Ezekiel Duran continues to stay hot. Foscue thrown out trying to go to third base for the second out here in the second inning, but the Rough Riders now lead 5-0.
Well, he almost got in there. The throw was there way in time, but the slide, he almost tucked it in.
Throw goes over to first to check on Duran. He's back in there safely. So it's Zach Deloach, the third baseman Joe Rizzo for the out, a 9-5 put out. But Ornelas and Procession both score. And the offering in misses off the outside corner. And it's one ball, no strikes to Blaine Krim. Two RBIs for Ezekiel Duran. He continues to stay hot. 1-1. A high pop-up in the infield. Patrick Frick under it. The second baseman there behind the second base bag makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders, a big inning once again. Three runs in for the Riders on 1-2-3 hits. No errors. And one runner left on base. Rough Riders a 5-0 advantage. We go to the top of the third. Come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season. Starting Tuesday, May 17th, the upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans enjoying Mother's Day at Riders Field as we're back to start the third from Frisco, Texas. Lefty Cole Reagans comes home. First pitch, missing down and outside on the breaking ball. 1-0 to Connor Hoover. 8-9-1 for Arkansas in the third. Next toss, high fly ball headed deep down the right field line and towards the Arkansas bullpen. And this one's way foul. Counts even at a ball and a strike. Good look at the lazy river. 1-1, swing and a miss. And now Reagan's in front, a ball and two strikes. Fans certainly enjoying the lazy river over the right field wall on a temperature that Zach said felt like triple digits at first pitch. Real temperature coming in at about 93-95 on a beautiful Texas afternoon. 1-2. Did he go? Ben Engstrand says no. It's now an even count, 2-2. Hoover's first at-bat of the ball game. Cole Reagan's just a walk, but he's moved pretty smoothly. 2-2. Poked in the air and foul over towards the seats. Now over towards the concourse. Rattles around. There's a guy in a Luka jersey going to get it. Suns and Mavericks currently going at it here in Dallas. 2-2. Tight inside at Hoover as he threw the hands high. Counts full. Three balls, two strikes. What a showing by Luka a few nights ago, and then even right now, Mavs lead. Making Dallas and Texas proud. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth strikeout for Reagans. And he cuts down the leadoff man, Connor Hoover, to begin the third. Bottom of the order in the shortstop, Riley Unruh is next. And Hoover way over top on the cut. Cole Reagans ended the second with a strikeout and now begins the third in the same fashion. Lefty-righty to Unruh, the first pitch. Wave and a miss for strike one. 82 on the breaking action, low in the zone to Unruh, who's got the pink cleats on. A one. Fastball inside, almost hit him. Tight miss, now a ball and a strike. Heater ran up to 94 for the lefty Reagans there. 1-1. Again inside. Well, that doesn't miss by much. It's now 2-1. Unruh is a switch hitter, standing in on the right side. Even a miss for strike two. Boy, Cole has really limited contact. Just three balls put in play of the eight outs recorded so far. Time called at the plate as Unruh takes a moment to try and clear the forehead of the sweat that he's got going on. It is a really hot afternoon approaching evening. 2-2. Just tapped foul. Unruh catching the top of a break-even pitch from Reagans as he's sitting in a good spot. One gone, bases empty in the top of the third, and Frisco in front. 5-0 our score. The motion and the 2-2 again. Poked foul over the net behind home plate. Unruh staying alive with a couple of foul balls. Frisco hitting the road next week. They'll go to Tulsa, take on the Drillers in six games. And then back-to-back homestands to end May. 2-2. Inside. Unruh not biting on the fastball tight. It loads the count. Three balls, two strikes. 93 on the heater. 3-2. Upstairs, he lost him for ball four. First base runner since the leadoff man Jack Larson in the second was put aboard with a Reagans walk. And now Unruh does it with one gone in the third. Top of the order, due up in Tanner Kerward. Caden Polkovich was at the top of the card for Arkansas majority of this week. But now, with Kerward being in the leadoff spot again today, it's three consecutive games where he's there. First pitch to him. Drops in. Breaking ball. Strike one. Center fielder 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Kellen Strom was there for it. Lefty-righty as Reagan's checking the runner at first and now comes home. Tap swing and it goes to the net. Caught the inside shaft of the bat and went right into the screen to make it no balls, two strikes. Reagan's coming set. Throws over to first. Unruh over there, not too far off the bag. And it's still 0-2. Able to close a six-game series on what's been a pretty fun homestand at Riders Field. 0-2. Lifted high in the air down the left field line. It'll tail foul. One hop off the concourse and get up to the second level. Still no balls, two strikes to Tanner Kerwer. Joe Rizzo on deck. Reagans peeking over the glove, the 0-2. High for ball one. 95 on the heat. Starting to throw a lot more pitches in this third inning. in the first, just 12 in the second, 15. 1-2. Breaks the bat, and a little floater to center field. Trouble for Foskew, and it drops in, base hit. Unroh up to second, and there's the first Arkansas hit of the afternoon. Tanner Kerr were able to produce. Now two aboard for Joe Rizzo. Tough spot for Reagans with just one out. Rizzo and Shiner back-to-back. Difficult guys to face with runners aboard. Lefty-lefty matchup for Reagans. First pitch. Fastball just missed for ball one. Rizzo on three pitches, retired on strikes in the first inning. He was one of what would be back-to-back Ks for Reagans to end the first frame. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball right to Foskew. Throw to second for one. Duran the relay. Double play. 4-6-3. And the threat neutralized for Cole Reagans in the top of the third. The Riders defense behind him able to make a play. Frisco staying in front and keeping the Travelers off the scoreboard. It's 5-0 as we go to the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. I bet you probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Hare is standing in from the left side. We're set to go in the home half of the third inning. 5-0 Frisco. First pitch, just missing low, ball one. Levi Stout, the righty starter, back on the hill. The 1-0. Tipped and popped out of the glove of Scheffler. Count is evened up at a ball and a strike. Frisco sent seven guys to the plate in the bottom of the second. And they topped their total in the first inning with three in the second to make it a 5-0 game. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Alex Nash saying that Hare just got a piece of that. And so nonetheless, a ball and two strikes. Stout working with just one strikeout. It came on Trey back in the first. 1-2. Outside. Even count to the Riders starting first. Break even. Tight miss. And Scheffler wanted it. Now the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch home. Ground ball foul towards the Travelers dugout. Still a full count. Wind really whipping, but fans otherwise enjoying this Sunday evening game now. We approach 5 o'clock. Hare leading off the home half of the third. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Levi Stout, and there's one gone in the third. Kellen Strom's next. David Garcia in yesterday's ball game really produced at the bottom of the card for the Riders, but it was certainly a top-heavy performance in terms of hitters one through about five. First pitch. Strom watches it into the zone for a called strike one. Garcia was the outlier. He doubled and walked twice as the seven batter. Next pitch. Just misses. Count is even at 1-1. The pitch home. Wave and a miss for Strom. And now Stout starting to find a groove coming in the third. Frisco got him for two in the first and three in the second. Quick pitch to him for strike three. Back-to-back K's as Kellen Strom retired on strikes. Two gone, bases empty for Sandro Fabian. Stout has received a decision in every game he's appeared in this season. And it started back on April 9th with a loss. First pitch to Fabian. Middle. Fastball at 94, called strike one. He looked really good early, but Frisco got to him before he departed. 0-1. Missed inside at 95, gun red. Count is even at a ball and a strike, and now quickly the 1-1. Again missed, this time on the off speed. 2-1, two gone in the third and a 5-0 Frisco lead. 2-1. Catching right in the middle of the zone as Fabian almost sitting back and letting Stout do his thing. Work to count even. Stout shakes the first sign, now the 2-2. In the air, out to right. Straight to DeLoach as he'll now move a bit into his right. Lost it in the sun, but somehow hauled it in. Avoiding disaster to Sandro Fabian, who flies out to right field, and that'll do it for the third. We go to the fourth. Frisco still leading as DeLoach almost lost it in the sun, but able to hang on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's back out for the fourth. Starter set to face the Travs in the fourth inning, and the first pitch drops in for a called strike one. 3-4-5 due up for Arkansas. Had a great opportunity to try and push across the run. 0-1. Tipped at the plate. It's quickly 0-2. To try and score a run back in the third inning when Unroh worked a one-out walk. Tanner Kerwer followed it up with a base hit. Put runners at the corners, or I should say second and first. 0-2 to Shiner. Lifted high in the air. This will stay in the infield. Nash Knight charging in from third. Now at the grass, turned around and he lost it. Winds at 19 miles an hour at the start of the game, and Nash came way in, started to run back, and then put the head down. Said, I can't get that. Still 0-2. We had a lot of wins last week against Northwest Arkansas. It's been pretty mild this week, but more of the same today.
The sun is off to our left side, not necessarily in Knight's eyes, but he did have the sunglasses on the back of the hat there.
0-2. Upstairs and out. Ball one. Good point. I mean, Deloach, we go to the inning break where Deloach almost lost it in the sun. What felt pretty routine. Riggins, 1-2. Shiner swings and misses strike three. Five strikeouts for Cole Riggins, and there's one gone in the fourth.
Chris, you made the point in between innings when we were off air a couple innings ago that he's throwing a lot of pitches, Riggins is, which he is, but he's still looked very sharp today. He's been on point, only surrendering the one hit so far back in the third inning.
Well, he's got Jack Larson due up next. First pitch from Cole. Fastball. Called strike one. And at 89, so on the breaking stuff. Winds over the head in the 0-1 pitch. Opposite way, but a fly ball that will go behind home plate and into the seats. And quickly 0-2. That's Zach, where he's gotten an 0-2 start. But over 20 pitches used in the third inning, where he entered with about 27 in the first two innings combined. But off to a really good pace here in the fourth. 0-2. Can't get the benefit of the call outside towards the edge of the zone. It's 1-2.
He's been getting ahead on a lot of hitters. 8 of 13 first pitch strikes so far.
Pitch home. Missed low. Counts even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Zach mentioned earlier that Riggins has been ramping it up in terms of innings recorded. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Up to 6 strikeouts for Cole Riggins. 2 of them coming here in the fourth. And now Zach Deloach is next. 3 1/3 on April 10th, and then 4 1/3, and then 5 innings. Then 5 1/3 last time out on the road against Midland. He's got 3 2/3 today. First pitch to Deloach. Nash thinks about it and says that's good for strike one.
Not only have the innings been going up, the pitch counts have been going up as well. 87 pitches his last time out.
0-1. Down and away. Counts even at a ball and a strike.
That's something you expect when you're working in towards the season, getting things ramped up. But Reagan's following up Leiter's good start yesterday well.
Ball and a strike. Ground ball up the middle. Duran on a third hop. Let it get by him. An opportunity to make it a 1-2-3 inning for Cole Riggins is lost, and a two-out base hit up the middle of the infield for Zach Deloach. Tough result. But again, Riggins facing production in an inning. His first was the only 1-2-3. Stares at first. Now the first pitch to Frick. This is high for ball one. A leadoff walk to Jack Larson in the second. Then a flyout, lineout, and strikeout. Quickly put the matter to rest. 1-0 in the zone. But 91 able to catch the bottom edge to even up the count. Strikeout started the third for Riggins, but a walk and a base hit. 1-1. Drop low, procession with the mask off. Deloach not budging at first base. Now 2-1-1 to Frick. Runner at first base and two gone. Riggins started the fourth with back-to-back swinging strikeouts to Jake Shiner and Jack Larson. But Zach Deloach with a little infield dribbler that just got past Ezekiel Duran. Now the 2-1. Chopper left side. Nash Knight there for it. Throws to first. And that'll do it. Deloach retired at second base for the final out. Four batters faced for Riggins, and he's through four innings on this Sunday afternoon at Riders Field. Frisco all in front of Arkansas, 5-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Tech members, Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the home half of the fourth inning. 5-0 Frisco on Mother's Day. Nash Knight, Jordan Procession, Johnny Ornelas do up. First pitch. Knight has it miss inside. Ball one. Nash Knight, a father. Jordan Procession, a father. 1-0. In for a taken strike one. And both wanted to wish their wives and their mothers a happy Mother's Day. The 1-1. Fly ball out to left field. This will be tricky as Rizzo drifting deep down the third baseline. The left fielder Hoover comes in and the last second reaches backwards and makes a catch. Knight had the base hit in the second but retired to start the fourth. And here comes Jordan Procession. Well, Wichita and Tulsa, it's kind of been the exclusive coverage on this broadcast this week, but they're continuing their doubleheader today. First pitch to Pro. Fly ball foul on a screaming liner down the left field line. 0-1. They were rained out of one of those games yesterday. 0-1 in the air. Again, a late swing and quickly 0-2 on the catcher Procession. Wichita entered today with an 8-game winning streak. It was easily the longest in the Texas League. They have fallen. Tulsa won the first game, and they're playing game two as we speak. Wichita at 16-9 in the Texas League North. 0-2. Picked out of the dirt by Scheffler. Now a ball and two strikes. That ball game earlier, Tulsa 7-4. Over towards second. Eaten up by Frick. He'll throw to first for the second out. Two gone. Top of the order for the 2-for-2, Johnny Ornelas. Amarillo and Midland already done with their ball game. How's 18-9 sound? 30 hits.
Sounds like right. It was played in Hodgetown.
It was. Ornelas screams one into right field. One pitch, there's your third hit of the day. Unbelievable. Just sit back and watch Johnny Ornelas go to work.
That's his fifth three-hit game this season. We're at the very beginning of May. Ornelas now hitting .379.
Here's Justin Foscue. First pitch to him. Hard ground ball, third baseline, and not foul by more than a few feet. 0-1.
And Chris, I think the big thing with Ornelas, he's not just pulling the baseball. He's going the opposite way with power and with some punch. And the extra base hits haven't really come, but he's still hitting the ball really hard.
Ornelas at first, the 0-1. Foscue drills it deep down the left field corner, hanging a bit, and lands foul. Two early swings by Foscue, but both threatening to bring in Ornelas from first. He'll jog back across the infield, head back to his bag. He has come in to score both times aboard. So we'll see if that trend continues in the fourth. As the Riders in front, 5-0, and a plane flies high over top Riders Field. Foscue back in from the right side. Ezekiel Duran on deck, but will he get an at-bat in this inning? 0-2. A little low. Now a 1-2 count.
On that previous pitch, the foul ball by Foscue, we've seen at the corner, he won't follow through all the way. He almost punches it, trying to keep it fair.
Foscue lifts one in the air to left. Hoover in a bit and now drifts back. Now to his left and makes an over-the-shoulder catch for the final out. Two-out base hit for Johnny Ornelas, and it's a casual 3-for-3 day for the Riders' center fielder. He's left-stranded, though. No more action on the scores column. But Frisco carrying a 5-0 lead to the fifth, and Cole Reagan's back out on the mound next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's deals home. First pitch strike out of the outside corner to Matt Scheffler, and it's 0-1. It's a ball loose in the outfield. He's going to go grab it. Rough Riders, a 5-0 advantage here in the top of the fifth inning alongside Chris Jaron. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Wind back of the pitch. Fastball sits high, and it's one ball and one strike. Cole Reagan's working on 70 pitches after his first two tosses. He's back into his windup in the 0-1. Make it the 1-1. Is high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Scheffler a strikeout his first time up. Cole Reagan's has six of them through four innings. The offering in. A swing and a miss way out in front of a nasty changeup low. And we've seen a number of poor swings tonight for Arkansas on that good changeup low in the zone.
Just looks like a lot of different batters have a lot of different techniques that are questioned with pitches that they see from Reagan's.
2-2. Upstairs. Three balls, two strikes.
Swings look off balance and timing is off. I think it's just a testament to how much movement Cole Reagan's has on his off speeds.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Seven strikeouts for Cole Reagan's. Got him upstairs this time with the heat. One away, seven Ks. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Reagan's, with that high strikeout total, has seen that pitch count climb pretty quickly. The offering in, a swing and a miss. Another one upstairs of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike. So hopefully he'll be able to get a quick inning. That's what he really needs. 1-1. Just off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. At the end of the day, you obviously want to go as deep as you can as the starting pitcher. He winds. The 2-1, a grounder to first, easy play off to his left side. Trey Hare has it. He takes it to the bag himself. Two outs. Brings the 9-hole hitting Riley Unroh to the plate. Rough Riders lead 5-0, top of the fifth inning.
To your point, Zach, just a lot of pitches. I think Reagan's, with tight border calls, and sometimes you get the benefit of a called strike, and sometimes you don't, and that might be where he sees a lot of pitches rack up.
I think you're right. Offering in to Unruh. The switch hitter takes one on the outside corner for a called strike in its 0-1. Even with that being said, this is a season high. Or, beg your pardon, it's not. It's 4 2/3 innings here. The offering in, a swing and a miss. Got him underneath the hands, and it's 0-2. A season high 5 1/3. We're here in the fifth now, so 4 2/3 innings for him. He winds in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. 8 strikeouts for Cole Reagans. Climbed the ladder with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and a season-high 8 punch-outs for the Riders' left-hander. 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders a 5-0 lead to the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1900-RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders a 5-0 advantage on this series finale. A beautiful Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Levi Stout still out there. He deals home to Duran. Breaking ball high and inside. Backs him off the plate. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with 2 runs in the first, 3 in the second for their 5-0 advantage. 1-0. Another curve. This one settles on the outside corner on the upper edge, and it's 1-1. Continue our Mother's Day shout-outs. Stout back into his wind in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, the breaking ball, and he got him to cut through at 1-2. For our clubhouse manager, Vinny Colangelo, happy Mother's Day to his mother, Margareta Colangelo. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. A steadfast listener here to the Riders Baseball Network, happy Mother's Day. 2-2. Fouled back up this way, off to our left. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders, 5 runs on 7 hits today. No runs, 2 hits today for Arkansas. 2-2 off the outside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Duran, who continues to just massacre Arkansas pitching. 11 for 23 here in this series. He's hitting .441 off Arkansas this year. 3-2, popped in the air, down the right field line. Tough play to Loach. Long run, looking up into the sunshine. Can't get it, it falls in. Another hit for Ezekiel Duran. Oh, and things are going well, as we talked about with Johnny Ornelas. You pick up those hits. Things are certainly going well for Ezekiel Duran, as that's now his 4th consecutive multi-hit game. He becomes the first Rider to pick up multiple hits in 4 consecutive this year. A bloop base hit starts things off in the fifth. 5-0 Rough Riders. Here's Blaine Krim now in from the right side. The right-hander Stout from the stretch. He delivers. Fastball high. 1 ball, no strikes. Pistol here in this series. 1-0. Krim swings, fights it off. Shallow right field. Patrick Frick going back. Second baseman can't get it. Duran hits second. Motors towards third. The throw. He slides head first, safe. Back-to-back singles start things off here in the fifth. Neither of them hit hard. Rough Riders with runners on the corners, nobody out, up 5-0.
And that's just Stout again, just trying inside. And Krim got the bat around, drops it in. It's the exact same thing that happened to Duran. He'll take him. I mean, it's got to be infuriating for Arkansas defensively, but that type of contact is being found, and he'll take that base hit, puts runners at the corners, and a good chance here, Zach.
Great chance for the Rough Riders. 9 hits now, not even 5 innings in. First pitch. Hare drives it down the right field line, drops in fair, rolling towards the corner. Duran scores easily. Krim flying to third. He gets the stop sign right there. And Trey Hare pulls into second with an RBI double. It's 6-0 Rough Riders.
Well, there's your hard hit ball.
106 off the bat from Trey Hare. After he struck out in his first two times up against Stout, he jumps on the first pitch and rifles it into the right field corner. He picks up his fourth double, and that is going to spend the end of the night for Levi Stout. Colin Cowgill, the manager for Arkansas, out of the dugout, and he points down to get Rob Kaminsky, the left fielder, or the lefty, I should say, out of the right field bullpen. So out comes Stout. Kaminsky will come in. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. It's 6-0 Frisco, bottom half of the fifth inning with nobody out and two in scoring position here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For .com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It is very tough for a pitcher to pitch against the same team back-to-back, and that's certainly what we've seen here with Levi Stout as he exits the ballgame in favor of Rob Kaminsky, the left-handed reliever. In game one of this series, Stout, 6 innings, allowing just 1 run, really dominated the Rough Riders, allowed just 4 hits to a very good hitting team. And here in his second start of the series, 10 hits. He exits without recording an out here in the fifth with his 4-plus innings. Rob Kaminsky with 2 aboard faces Kellen Strom. First pitch outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 27-year-old left-hander, former first rounder of the Cardinals back in 2013. Looks in. He has his sign from the stretch. The 1-0. On the inside edge for a strike. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike. So Trey Hare at second. Blaine Krim at third. 1 in on the RBI double by Hare. 6-0 Frisco. Kaminsky has had a tough season. 1-1. High and away. 2 balls, 1 3 runs in his first outing of the season. And overall this year, a 16.20 ERA in 5 appearances. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Short stint in the bigs in 2020 for Kaminsky. 5 in appearances. He had a 1.93 ERA in the major leagues, but he's back down in the minors, and he's had a tough time figuring it out. He rifles home. A pop-up, shallow right field. Frick, the second baseman, back. He reaches out, makes the over-the-shoulder catch, turns, fires it back into the infield, and keeps Krim at third. Well, Kellen Strom pops out. One out, and Sandro Fabian hits now. Runners at second and third. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 6-0 Rough Riders. Fabian an 0-for-1 day with a walk and a run scored. This season for Kaminsky, 5 innings. He surrendered 9 runs, all earned on 10 hits. The pitch. Fabian chops it foul up over the top of Blaine Krim at third, who ducks out of the way of it. And it's 0-1. Kaminsky has allowed 10 hits in his 5 innings. Opponents are hitting .417 against the left-hander. Hoover had to go grab it, the left fielder, a foul ball, and toss it into the stands. From the stretch, Kaminsky closed off. The lefty's pitch. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner. 0-2 on Fabian. Right-handed batter with the pink batting gloves today for Mother's Day. O2 pitch. High for balls. Rough Riders with 10 hits again. We've had a lot of nights where we've said that. Rough Riders have been one of the better hitting teams in minor league baseball this year. From the stretch, the 1-2. Grounded to third. The third baseman, Rizzo, picks, bobbles, throws onto first and gets him. But Blaine Krim comes in to score. It's an RBI ground out for Sandro Fabian. He knocks in his 10th run of the season. Two away. It's 7-0 Rough Riders now. And here's Nash Knight. Knight 1-for-2. He picked up his first Rough Riders hit with a single back in the second. And the switch hitter flips around, bats from the right side. First pitch on the inside edge for a called strike, 0-1. Mentioning those 10-hit games, this is the first time this month that the Rough Riders have had a 10-hit game on the offensive side. They had 3 in a row. Here's the offering in. Check swing, roller, foul, right side. 0-2. They had 3 in a row on April 27th, 28th, and 29th. A ridiculously high output of 41 hits in 3 games at Midland. But they haven't eclipsed the double-digit mark in the hit column yet this month until today. 0-2 tonight. Down low and inside. 1-2. Frisco flexing their muscles offensively on this Sunday late matinee. They lead it 7-0, bottom half of the fifth. Pitch home. Down low. 2-2. Runner at third, 2 outs. From the stretch, Kaminsky has his sign. And the 2-2. Down low and inside, all the way back to the backstop. And here comes Hare. He scores easily from third. Brings in the 8th run of the game for Frisco. 3-2 on Knight. Rough Riders with another 3-spot, their second time in this game. They put up 3 runs in an inning, matching the second inning. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a pitch down low and inside. So Knight goes down swinging, and Kaminsky comes in and gets out of it, getting the Rough Riders in order. But both stranded runs come in to score. The Rough Riders now lead 8-0 as we go to the top half of the 6th inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's back out for the top of the sixth over Arkansas. Tyler Thomas is loosening out in the Riders bullpen, though, so we'll see how far Cole Reagan's goes with his current high pitch count. Reagan's 81 pitches, 47 for strikes. He has been so good today with 8 strikeouts through his 5 shutout innings. And he faces the top of the order, Tanner Kerwer. First pitch, fastball rides inside on him, and it's 1-0. Season high for Reagan's this year is 87 pitches. That was in his last time out. 1-0. Down low and inside, 2-0. 87 pitches, 55 for strikes against Midland on the road in his 5 1/3 innings. He winds back in the 2-0 pitch. A foul ball back this way, off to our right, and it drops down just in front of us. 2-1 on Kerwer, who's 1-for-2 today with a single. One of 2 hits that Arkansas has collected in this game. Reagan's winds back the 2-1. Fly ball down the right field line. Long run, Sandro Fabian. He's under it. And the right fielder makes the catch. One away, and Joe Rizzo bats. Cole Reagan's matches his season high with 5 1/3 innings. Rizzo 0-for-2 today, grounded into a double play back in the third. He's in from the left side. 8-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Reagan's delivers home. Fouled back. 0-1. Rough Riders with 2 runs in the first, 3 in the second, 3 more in the fifth. Good to see the Rough Riders finally exploding on the offensive side. It certainly seemed like they were due. Reagan's peels back the 0-1. Fastball, strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 0-2. Highest run output for the Rough Riders since April 27th at Midland when they scored 10 runs. 0-2. Down low in the dirt. 1-2. Reagan's sitting on 8 strikeouts. His career high is 11. That came back in 2021 at Aberdeen. News with Hickory. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a pop-up, shallow right field. Foscue going out, Fabian coming in. He makes the call, makes the catch. There's a new season high. Reagan's with 5 2/3 innings now. And Jake Shiner makes his way to the plate. But how about this? The Rough Riders, 6 shutout innings last night from Jack Leiter. Cole Reagan's on the precipice of 6 shutout innings himself. Right-handed batter. Here's the wind back and the offering in. A hard line drive down the left field line and foul. 0-1. Rough Riders got their first quality start all season from Jack Leiter, and now a chance for back-to-back quality starts.
Well, and that's just back in the beginning weekend of the season when we saw Leiter and Reagan's for the first time. We thought more of the same.
0-1. Fastball rides inside. 1-1.
Leiter kind of dazzled you with 7 Ks in 3 innings. You thought, wow, that was really special. And then Cole Reagan's came out and had a really good start as well.
1-1. Off the end of the bat, a foul ball back behind home. 1-2.
And Frisco's really advertised a really good Saturday night starter in Jack Leiter, who second overall last year by the Rangers. And then you roll over to Sunday and you think, okay, the storm has passed. And then you step up to the plate against a guy like Cole Reagan's, who's really been high strikeout, high innings for Frisco really the entire year.
He winds in the 1-2. Just off the outside corner, missing with a changeup, 2-2. And to your point, both first rounders, both with 2 different stories. Reagan's a 2016 first rounder. 2-2 on the way. Popped up back behind home and foul. Still 2-2. Reagan's having to go through back-to-back Tommy John surgeries, missing three seasons, 2018, 2019, and 2020. 2020 because of COVID. He's back into his windup here, and the 2-2 on the way. Check swing liner foul, right side, clips the netting above the Arkansas dugout on the first base side. Still 2-2 on Shiner. And Reagan's has now thrown 95 pitches, the 2-2. Strike three call. Reagan's wraps up six brilliant innings with his ninth strikeout. What a game for the Riders lefty. He exits with an 8-0 lead. And Frisco has gotten everything they could possibly want out of Cole Reagan's today. Rough Riders in control in this one. Bottom of the sixth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network. Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride. After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kaminsky deals home to Jordan Procession right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with an 8-0 lead into the ball on Mother's Day. Kaminsky rifles home. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Just an absolutely beautiful day and a perfect day for the Rough Riders as they have played wonderful baseball the last two contests. Ready from the stretch, Kaminsky, the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Chris, last night we said probably the most complete victory by the Rough Riders, offense, defense, their first shutout. On the pitching side of things, the offering in is fouled away left side, and it's two balls and two strikes. And then they follow that up with eight more runs on the offensive side. Six shutout innings from Cole Reagan's with nine strikeouts in his start. And you said at the top of the broadcast, it's going to be hard to match last night, but it looks like they've done that so far. Here's the stretch, the 2-2. A line drive in a right center field. That's in for a base hit. Jordan Procession picks up his first hit of the day. After an RBI fielder's choice back in the second, he has now hit safely in 9 of the 10 ball games he's played this year. And it's the 11th hit for Frisco.
I think it certainly does. It's not going to get the pull that last night's game did with the last name of Leiter on the mound of what he did, but they really, really have taken care of things offensively today, and then Cole Reagan's has just been phenomenal.
He really was phenomenal. He is probably going to be done with Tyler Thomas loosening out in the bullpen. And speaking of done, Rob Kaminsky is done for Arkansas as Braden Shipley will come out of the bullpen with Colin Galgill, the manager for Arkansas, out of the Arkansas dugout. So pitching change here at Riders Field with the Rough Riders leading 8-0. We'll step aside. Be right back here in the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas. Every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadel and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change here at Riders Field in the home half of the sixth inning. It's all Rough Riders here in this one, 8-0. They lead the Arkansas Travelers as they have now outscored the Travs 13-0. Over the last two games, and we're not even full through six innings. Braden Shipley takes over for Rob Kaminsky for Arkansas. Right-hander in against Johnny Ornelas. First pitch. Ornelas takes a breaking ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Three times up for Jonathan Ornelas and three hits. His fifth three-hit game this season. From the stretch, Shipley delivers home. A ground ball up the middle, softly hit. Unroll the shortstop. Fields flips on to second for one. On to first. Got him, double play. 6-4-3. And that closes the line on Kaminsky. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders up by an 8-0 score. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. Two-run home run for Foscue back in the first inning. He's... Shipley readies, and he kicks and fires. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Shipley, the 30-year-old, 6'1", 190, has had a really good season so far for Arkansas. One of the few out of the bullpen, unfortunately, that can say that for the Travs. He delivers home. A line drive down the left field line, in towards the corner. It drops in fair all the way to the fence. Foscue around second, and who would have thought another double for Justin Foscue. It's his eighth double of the season as he continues to just smack the baseball around the yard. Stay hot, Justin Foscue. My goodness. A two-run home run in the first. Another double here in the sixth inning. Foscue with eight doubles. And remember, he didn't even start the season with the Rough Riders. He missed the first 2 weeks with injury. Speaking of doubles, here's Ezekiel Duran. He's 2-for-3. The pitch. Breaking ball. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Duran hasn't doubled today, but he leads all of minor league baseball with 13 two-baggers. Couple singles for him. Couple RBIs as well. Foscue at second. Two outs in the sixth. 8-0 Rough Riders. Shipley steps off. He's making his third appearance here in this series. He comes set. Closed off. Kicks in the 0-1. Off the outside corner from the right-handed sidearm slinger, and it's one ball and one strike. Shipley allowed a run in the opener of this series, and then a scoreless one inning of work on May 6th in Game 3. Foscue takes his lead from second. 12 hits today for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Fouled back into the glove of Scheffler. One ball, two strikes. Justin Foscue continues to just rake. And another double down the left field line. Ready from the stretch. Side off of Scheffler's glove, back to the backstop. Foscue takes third on a pass ball, and it's two balls, two strikes. So today is the 27th game of the season, and your 2 and 3 hitters have now combined for 21 doubles. That is excellent power potential in the middle. Also, five home runs between the two. Foscue and Duran. The number four and number five prospects in the Rangers organization, with Duran being number four. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Outside to him. Able to check his swing, and the count is run full at 3-2. And really, the only thing that we haven't seen Duran do this year is take a lot of walks. A free swinger at the plate. Came in today with an 813 OPS, simply because he's had so many extra base hits, his slugging percentage is so high. The offering in is popped foul right side out of play, and the count remains at 3-2 on it. He's been so hot lately that the average has certainly popped skyward. Two more hits will help that here in today's ballgame. Ready from the stretch. The 3-2. In the air, right side. Shiner, the first baseman, going back. The second baseman, Frick, out, and he makes the catch nearing the line in shallow right field. So the side does come to a close. The Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Briscoe turned away in the sixth. They still lead 8-0 as we go to the top of the seventh, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a spectacular start we saw from Cole Reagans today, but it comes to a close. And the fellow lefty Tyler Thomas in from the Riders bullpen as we're set to start the seventh inning at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, Frisco leads 8-0. Tyler sets from the left side, the first pitch. Thought about but held up for ball one. Last time out for Tyler Thomas, 2 innings, a hit, 4 strikeouts, 1-0. That slides in but just misses somewhere inside for ball two. A lefty-lefty matchup against Jack Larson for Thomas to begin his night's work. 2-0 in. Catches the outside edge for a called strike one. Now a 2-1 count. Thomas, 26 years old from San Diego, 2-1. Wade played his college ball at Fresno State, was taken by the Chicago Cubs in the seventh round back in 2017. 2-2. Checked his swing, tipped and squeezed by Procession for strike three. Cole Reagans, what a day he had, and Tyler Thomas comes in to provide the 10th staff strikeout of the Sunday ball game. One gone for the right fielder, Zach DeLoach. Whoops. An inflatable got lost out of the lazy river down the right field line, and that's Sandro Fabian that's got to jog and shag that one down.
It's number one this season, right?
So that's a thing. That happens a good amount?
It happens every now and again.
Okay.
It shouldn't, of course. But every now and again it does.
Well, the wind maybe got a hold of one. There's a really good amount of people out there. No better day. I don't think we've had a better day. We've had some hot ball games, but a Sunday 4:05 start when the sun's really still in like the peak spot of the sky, you're going to be in the sun for the entire game. Today might take the cake in terms of a lazy river game so far. First pitch to Deloach. It missed for ball one.
Yeah, we'll say first of many.
Okay. We're setting the bar high.
Yes, okay. We are. And the Texas heat, it's always a good day during the summer.
Next toss misses inside low. Two balls, no strikes to the right fielder, Deloach, from the Colony, Texas, down the road. Literally down the road, about 7 miles. A base hit for him today. 2-0 pitch. And it misses for ball three. Thomas, one appearance at the start of the year in Round Rock. He threw three innings, struck out two, gave up a home run. That's it. 3-0. Lost it for ball four. Thomas inside, tight, outside, couldn't find the zone. And a one-out walk will bring up Patrick Frick. Frick has been aboard on a fielder's choice today, but other than that, a line-out to Justin Foscue back in the second inning. Stands in righty-lefty on Thomas. The first pitch to him. Fastball down and in, ball one. But the second baseman, Frick, with the best batting average for Arkansas this week in Frisco, a .357. I should say in his last five games. Not a guaranteed appearance in his last five here. 1-0. Slides in for a called strike one. We were mentioning Thomas after being in Round Rock. He was with Frisco first game on April 15th. 1-1. Lifted behind the net. On a foul ball. Got towards the concourse, and it's 1-2. One gone in the top of the seventh as Frisco and Arkansas close their six-game series today. And the Riders off to a great start to force a split series. They lead Arkansas 8-0. Time called. Thomas will step off and now back on the rubber. This will be the first split series that the Riders come away with this season if they do get a win. 1-2. High and outside. Procession wanted to fire down. Count is even, 2-2. They took 2 of 3 from Arkansas to start the year, and then Frisco hit the road and swept San Antonio in 6 games. 2-2. Hard hit ball out to left field in front of Strom. He'll pull back and field it on a hop for a one-out base hit. 1-1 off the bat for a one-out single. First hit of the day for Patrick Frick. Deloach down to second. 2 aboard, 1 out for Matt Scheffler. Jared Gettert, Jeff Anders, hoping that Tyler Thomas can come in and basically keep doing what he's been doing in his last recent appearances. First pitch to Scheffler. Finds the inner edge for a taken strike one. Last time out, 2 scoreless innings for Thomas. 4 strikeouts, we mentioned that. Had 2 appearances at the end of April that were also scored. Tight miss, low. Now a ball and a strike. So the last combined 8 innings, bumped that up to 11 and a third innings. Haven't seen an earned run for Thomas. You go all the way back to April 22nd. 1-1. Slides in for a called strike two. Scheffler batting from the right side on the left-handed Tyler Thomas. 2 aboard, 1 out in the seventh. Riders lead 8-0, just 3 hits today. The third coming for Frick in the seventh here. 1-2. Ooh, just missing inside. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Thomas sets the break-even pitch. Counts full. T Thomas having to labor through this at-bat to Scheffler. Five walks drawn this week. He struck out twice today. 3-2 pitch. Back to the net. The catcher Scheffler stays alive. Still three balls, two strikes. Scheffler with a team-high 270 batting average coming into today, despite batting seventh and two strikeouts on the line. 3-2 from Thomas. Lifted in the air out to left center field. Strom on the move. Ornelas from center coming in as well. Strom dropped it. Deloach to third, and he'll scatter in safely. And a fly ball that hung in the alley, and Strom couldn't haul it in. Scheffler at first. Now Frick at second. Deloach at third. Bring up Connor Hoover.
I just hit off the heel of his glove. He was there. Didn't look very confident going in that direction in general. It was him and Johnny Ornelas, and Ornelas is only playing in his second game in center field this season. His second in the last 3 days, but those two communicating, and Strom.
This is procession out on the mound in a player-led conference out on the rubber. Jared Getter, Jeff Anders still on the top step or in the Riders' dugout. Bases are loaded in the top of the seventh. Frisco leads by eight. But here's Connor Hoover, the left fielder, 0 for 2. And a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. In there for a called strike one. There are a lot of tight ones in the at-bat to Scheffler that a few Thomas was striding, thinking he picked up a backwards K. Not the case. The 0-1 pitch. Upstairs for ball two. Ball one. And an even count. And then a tough finish to the at-bat on a fly ball that certainly wasn't right at anyone, but a dropped catch. The 1-1. Called strike two as it slid in there at 79 miles an hour, a little low, and it caught the zone. 78, rather. Lefty-lefty, Thomas, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him on strikes. Second strikeout for Thomas in the seventh inning. Bases still loaded. And there's two gone for Riley Unroe. Hoover over top, the breaking ball there. Bottom of the order, and Unroe, he's 0 for 1 today, and a walk. First pitch from Thomas. Called strike one. The fastball got him inside. And a good start to an at-bat for Thomas as he tries to get out of the seventh and keep the shutout alive. He steps off. Chase Lee warming down the left field line in the Riders' pen. Activity in Arkansas's pen as well. 0-1. Blocked by breaking ball low and in. Oh, and it hit him. They'll say that it hit it. No argument from Thomas. Is everybody advancing? Deloach will come in to score. That's a tough way to end the shutout, but it does come to an end nonetheless. Frick down to third. Scheffler to second. And Unroe hit by a pitch. It's 8-1 Frisco in the seventh inning. There will be no back-to-back shutouts to end the week. And Jared Gettert will come out from Frisco's dugout to bring in Chase Lee. We'll step aside for the pitching change and a 7-run Frisco lead in the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Fans enjoying a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Riders Field. Now evening, as it's almost 6 o'clock, but you couldn't hardly tell being down in North Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you, your broadcast crew. And there's Chase Lee, the right-handed reliever out of the mound. Coming in a little earlier than he expected, but the seventh inning has loaded the bases and already a run in. And Zach, no better guy to try and keep Arkansas off the scoreboard than Chase Lee.
10 2/3 innings, Chris, this season. He has not allowed a run. He has been almost untouchable. The right-handed sidearm slinger, the only thing that he has done is he's allowed 2 of 5 inherited runners to score this year, and he inherits the bases loaded there with 2 outs.
Top of the order, Tanner Kerwer, the first pitch. Goes around for strike one.
As we've talked about time and time again, though, he gets a right-hander, and that's what he wants to do is get that righty-righty matchup.
Left-handed hitter Joe Rizzo on deck, but there's 2 outs. The 0-1 gets away from Procession, and Frick will come in to score. Everybody else advancing. Scheffler down 90 feet to third, and Unroad a second. Now 2 runs have scored on 1 hit in this inning. There's been a walk. Patrick Frick with the base hit. That's really been the cleanest outcome. Matt Scheffler reaching on the E7. And this inning should be over after Connor Hoover went down swinging. One one from Lee. Low and inside. Gloved by the catcher Procession. 2-1 to Kerwer. He's 1 for 3 today. Base hit in the third, but a Joe Rizzo double play kept the shutout alive. Next pitch. Popped high in the air out to shallow left center. Ornelas underneath it. And calls off Strom to make the catch. 2 runs come in, 1 unearned on the line of Tyler Thomas, and that will do it in the seventh inning.
I have God Bless America here.
All right. Well, series comes to a close today, and you ready to hit the road here for 6? You've been on the road a good amount, but this will be my first trip on the road. And it's been a good Tulsa team. Tulsa and Wichita in the north have done a great job this season of just offensively and keeping things entertaining in the north. God Bless America on this Sunday.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Krim gets us going in the bottom of the seventh after the seventh inning. First pitch is in there, taken for strike one. New pitcher on the mound, Colin Kober, the right-hander. And a quick outing for Braden Shipley comes to a close. Righty-righty matchup for Krim in the seventh. The 0-1 outside missing. Now a ball and a strike. Inning for Kaminsky, inning for Shipley. And now Kober making an appearance in the seventh inning. 8-2 Frisco in front, the 1-1. Wave and a miss for Krim. Now a ball and two strikes. Blaine Krim today with a pair of base hits. Was retired in the second. The 1-2, down and away. Now two balls and two strikes. Kober sets, kicks and throws. 2-2's inside. And now a full count to Krim. 5-9, just three hits today for Frisco. Top of the order has been busy again. 3-2 off the inside edge of the bat for Krim, and it goes back to the net. Still three balls, two strikes. Trey Hare with an RBI double in the fifth inning, but 6-9. Nash Knight, a base hit. Jordan Procession, a base hit. 3-2. High in the air out to right. Deloach ranging underneath it as the wind gets a hold of it. Comes in and makes a one-handed catch. One gone here in the seventh, and the base is empty for Trey Hare. So 10 of the 12 hits today coming from the top five hitters on the Riders card. It's a lot more spread out than yesterday. Ezekiel Duran and Blaine Krim scored all five of the Riders' runs. Blaine Krim with a solo homer in the seventh and the sac fly in the first. Three runs driven in by Duran. First pitch to Hare is laced in the air to center field. Laying out and making the catch. Tanner Kerwer in center. Two gone on a heck of an effort from the center fielder. Hare robbed of his second hit of the day, and now it's Kellen Strom.
You've seen Kerwer make some really nice plays in this series from center. It's another great play on a great first step off to his left, making a diving catch.
First pitch to Strom. In for a called strike one. It was the middle infield in the first couple of days. Rizzo at third. He made a heck of a play earlier this week. A one. Fought off, foul. A bloop shot over towards the Arkansas dugout behind the nets. 0-2. Sharp defense for a team that won close to start the week 4 or 5 days ago. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Missing down and into Strom. And a sharp eye to keep the at-bat alive as the infield for Arkansas was headed back to the dugout. It's 1-2. Bases empty, two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Cobra, a big breath. The 1-2. Chopper up the third baseline on a hop. Rizzo stops. The long throw to first, and on cue retires Strom for the final out. Another great play by the third baseman Rizzo, and it comes on Sunday in the seventh to send us to the eighth inning. Arkansas back to the plate where they scored two the last time up. Riders in front by six on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride! After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first day. Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then, the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Time to get the eighth inning rolling on the Riders Baseball Network. And Chase Lee, the righty reliever, back in control for Frisco in an 8-2 ball game. 2-3-4 due up for the Travelers, and a righty-lefty matchup takes the right side of the infield a little bit towards the first baseline. First pitch, down and in for ball one. Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, is right behind second base at about the 11 o'clock mark. 1-0. Chopper foul that goes right off the right ankle of Rizzo. Caught him in the right leg somewhere. Hobbling around home plate, and the count is even 1-1. Lee came in for four pitches in the seventh. Tyler Thomas with a walk, base hit, and then an E7 on a fly ball to Strom in left. That was dropped. Would have been out number two, and then Connor Hoover went down on strikes on four pitches in the following at-bat. That should have ended it, but a bases loaded hit by pitch on Riley Unroe ended up bringing in a run, and a wild pitch scored Patrick Frick from third. Rizzo is really shaken up. He's finally just now standing back in. Counts even at a ball and a strike. The pitch, back to the net. Late swing from Rizzo puts Lee in front. One ball, two strikes. Busy month of May for us here at Riders Field after the team returns from Tulsa. 1-2. High in the air out to right center field. Ornelas deep now coming in and makes the catch in the pasture for the first out. Two batters faced and two flyouts to center for Chase Lee, one gone in the eighth. Corpus Christi in town for the first time this year. That series will start on May 17th and an 11 a.m. first pitch time. You ready for that one?
Heck yeah.
Are you sure about that? The first pitch is a strike one. I'll ask you again Monday night.
Yeah, so why don't you do that?
Or even Tuesday morning when that time comes. Education Day presented by Olson. 0-1, a hot ground ball towards short. Duran on a Couple sets, throws to first, and gets Shiner cruising up the first baseline for the second out. That'll also be a Silver Slugger Tuesday. If you're a local Riders fan, 65 or older, come to the Riders box office and get a $10 ticket when you show your ID. And then Craig Gentry going to be in town as the Texas Baseball Legends series continues Wednesday nights at Riders Field. First pitch to Jack Larson, outside, ball one. That'll be really cool. Played half his professional career in a Texas Rangers uniform, 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Finished up his collegiate career at Arkansas. Worked his way through the Rangers system. 2-0. That's in. Called strike one. 2011 Rookie of the Year. That was a really good year. 2-1 pitch. Just missing. Good offer from Lee, but it's outside. And now a three balls and one strike count. Bases empty, two gone in the top of the eighth. The 3-1. Inside and lost them, ball four. That ends a streak of three batters retired by Lee since taking over with two gone in the seventh. Larson aboard for the second time today. Two walks, two strikeouts to even things out. Now Zach DeLoach due up again. So Craig Gentry at Riders Field on May 18th. The following night, Thursday at the ballpark, and then a Blue Northern Hard Seltzer rowdy at the River. First pitch of call, strike one to DeLoach. Today would have been a great day for that. See if we get repeat weather 2 weeks from now. Certainly can't count on it, but hoping for it with the weekend starting early. 0-1. There's a taken strike two. A couple really good pitches from Lee against the left-handed hitting Zach DeLoach. 34 strikeouts this year. 9 this week, but none today for him. The 0-2. Called strike three. Hang a backwards K for the final out of the eighth. And Chase Lee picking up his first strikeout of the night. Two out walk to Jack Larson is stranded. And our score carries us to the bottom of the eighth. And it's been all Riders this afternoon. 8-2 Frisco going to the home half on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in it?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Out for the bottom of the eighth. And another new arm out on the mound for Arkansas. This is Michael Streifler throwing his last warm-up pitch in his ninth appearance of the season. 9 innings of work. 13 Ks, 6 walks this season. He picked up his 5th save of the season earlier this week against Frisco. Set to make his second appearance as likely the final arm out of Arkansas's pen on this Sunday series finale. He'll face 7-8-9 for the Riders. First pitch to Fabian. It is grounded up the first baseline. Tough play. Streifler lost it. Tries to throw to first. Not in time. Reached down to try and stiff it off the grass. Lost it. And the throw to first just a little bit late. Take another look on the stream. Oh, he pulled his eyes from the ball. A half second before looking up. Wasn't quite at the ball yet. Lost it. So Fabian down to first. And a tough way to greet the new arm out of the Arkansas bullpen and Michael Streifler. Here comes Nash Knight. Righty-lefty tonight. The first pitch. Taken for a called strike one. We found out Nash was going to be in yesterday's ball game, and it was his debut of the season. Oh, one. Ground ball up the first baseline. Foul. And it skips into the Travs dugout. 0-2. We said, so is tonight Jack Leiter night, or is it Nash Knight night? Or is it Nash Knight?
Knight Knight.
What'd we come away with?
One of the three.
And Nash Knight's debut last night. A lot going on there. 0-2. Just missed. Now a ball and two strikes.
The night of Nash Knight?
Even when I said tonight, as in two night, sounds like tonight. Do you know which tonight I'm talking about? Because I don't. The 1-2 lifted in the air, foul headed towards foul, towards the seats. Keep it 1-2. There it is.
Might be tonight. Might be tomorrow night. We know tomorrow won't be Nash Knight night.
Right. Riders will have it off. They'll leave for Tulsa on Tuesday. Start that six-game series. One, two from Streifler. Here it is. Missing high. Fastball mid-90s to even up the count. Two balls and two strikes. Last night was the first ball game that Nash Knight played in since October 2nd of last year. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Streifler with his first K. There's the first out of the eighth inning. We were talking to Nash earlier. Pre-game interview ended shortly on the pregame show, but the conversation with Knight was post-game. He said it was really hard to put into words the feeling that he felt. It's just a little southwest of Frisco. First pitch to Procession. In for a taken strike one. He said, what did last night feel like when you hit the clubhouse after the win? You had the great sliding catch. It's hard to put into words, and you can tell that he was feeling the emotion of a long minor league career. 0-1. Lifted over the net. No balls and two strikes to Procession with one gone in the bottom of the eighth. Fabian still at first. First pitch of the inning went off home plate. A little dribbler back towards the mound. And an E1 as Streifler couldn't make the throw to first. Procession with his first hit in the six. 0-2. Leaves the bat there to say, look where I left it. That's 1-2. Pro move out of pro.
See what you did there.
Yeah. Wind really whipping in from right field. Streifler at the belt. The 1-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. First strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for the right-hander Michael Streifler. He'll face the top of the order in Johnny Ornelas.
Well, top of the order now for the Rough Riders. That bottom of the order we were talking before the game, Chris, a lot of experience. 1,359 career games in the minors played between the bottom three. And actually, congratulations to Sandro Fabian. He's playing in his 500th career minor league game today.
First pitch to Ornelas. Just misses ball one.
A cool milestone for Fabian.
The 1-0 pitch. when it missed, two balls, no strikes. That was the first thing, I think, that we looked at when we got the Riders break camp roster at the start of the season, was how much experience they really had. Possession, 29. Nash Knight, 29. Trey Hare, 27. Two Huffler out of his stance. Now three balls, no strikes to Ornelas.
Nick Tanelu was part of that break camp roster. He's now up in AAA Round Rock. Having a good start to his season.
3-0. In for a called strike one. Well, Johnny Ornelas at the plate with three hits today. Looking for number four. Ezekiel Duran a few nights ago got number four, becoming the third Riders player to do it. 3-1 misses low for ball four. We won't see it here. He'll finish with three hits on the line. And a walk in the eighth inning to send him to first base. Fabian down to second, finally getting some movement. Some three batters ago when on the first pitch he reached on the air. He's been there since the Nash Knight strikeout, Jordan Procession strikeout. Now a five-pitch walk to Ornelas to send him to second. Justin Foskey with another RBI spot. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. Righty-righty from Strifler. Outside for ball one. We mentioned that Duran with the four-hit night, he became the third Riders hitter to do it. The other two are Blaine Krim and Johnny Ornelas. Came close today. The 1-0. Down the chute, breaking ball, strike one, and the count's even. He looked really good, his stock, for a four-hit day, after he picked up number three in the fourth inning. Riders sent six to the plate in the first and seven in the second. 1-1. Bounced way in front of that Scheffler, and he blocked it. It's now 2-1. Is that the Law and Order? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that is.
What was that for? Who did what?
I didn't see anything. But, Chris, how about the top of the order? Top three, 7-for-11 here in this game for the Rough Riders. Four combined runs, a home run, four RBIs. It's been a really good Justin Foskey, Ezekiel Duran.
2-1 upstairs. And now three balls and a strike to Foskey. He's been retired just once. Fly out in the fourth inning. Three-one. Upstairs for ball four, and he lost him. Back-to-back walks from Michael Strifler in the bottom of the eighth with two outs. And that'll load the bases for Ezekiel Duran. Strifler now over 20 pitches in this inning. Thirteen strikeouts for him in nine innings of work coming into today. Wave and a miss for strike one from Duran. Two-run double in the second and a base hit, and he scored in the fifth. Was the lone run to come in on the Trey Hare double down the right field line. Righty-righty, the 0-1. Bounced and scooped by Scheffler. It counts even at a ball and a strike. Strifler facing Frisco for the third time this season. First appearance came on April 10th. Kicks the 1-1. Lifted high in the air out to right field. Deloach drifting underneath it. He'll stop and now come in to make the catch. And a hard hit fly ball from Ezekiel Duran. Flies out to Deloach and strands the bases loaded in the eighth inning. We go to the ninth, and Frisco looking to put a bow on what's been a solid Sunday series finale. They lead it 8-2, our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Lee's day comes to a close, and Frisco sending one more relief arm out onto the mound to try and close down today's broadcast. Zach, for Ozuna.
All right, thanks, Chris. For Ozuna is out on the mound. Not a save situation. Looking to close this thing and split the series with the Travs with a win today. Rough Riders an 8-2 advantage. Here's Patrick Frick, right-hander from the stretch. He fires. He's right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with two runs in the first, three in the second, and three more in the fifth. Travs with two runs in the seventh. 0-1. Chopper back up over the mound. Foscue charges from second, picks to his left, sets his feet, throws onto first and gets him. One out here in the ninth inning, and Matt Scheffler bats now. Rough Riders leading by six. Well, we think back to yesterday, the starter for the Travelers. They were supposed to face George Kirby, the number one pitching prospect in the Mariners organization. From the stretch, the offering in. Scheffler takes outside, one ball, no strikes. Kirby was called up a late scratch to the big leagues. He made his first major league start in today's game against the Rays for the Mariners. 1-0. Fits on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count flattens out at 1-1. Kirby proved why he belongs. Six shutout innings, only allowing four hits with seven strikeouts and no walks. 1-1 off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And that's against the Tampa Bay Rays, a very good team. He didn't pick up the win. The Mariners got the win in extra innings in a walk-off. The 2-1 is sent in the air to right field. Fabian turns his back near the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch, just shy of the warning track, two away. Rough Riders with an 8-2 lead, and now two down here in the ninth inning, and Connor Hoover makes his way to the plate. A chance for the Riders, an easy ninth inning for Ozuna to hit the off day on a positive note with a series split and a big offensive output today. Left-hander at the plate, the pitch off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with 12 hits today offensively. Ozuna's 1-0. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. 0-for-3 day for Connor Hoover. As Chris alluded to, Rough Riders hitting the road up to Tulsa on Tuesday. 2-0. In the air, right to the second baseman, Justin Foscue. He makes the catch, and the Rough Riders win. Frisco takes it 8-2 over the Travelers. They finish off this series with a Sunday victory and a series split with the Mariners affiliate. Rough Riders, another complete victory all the way around. 12 hits, 8 runs for Frisco on the brilliant starting performance from Cole Reagans, going 6 innings of shutout baseball with 9 strikeouts, a new season high for the left-hander. And the Rough Riders get back-to-back brilliant starting outings from Jack Leiter and Cole Reagans to win the final two games of this series. Chris Jarrett will have the post-game show when we come back. Rough Riders again win an 8-2 over the Travelers on this Sunday evening. Zach Bigley signing off for now. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Chris Jarrett's back with you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you-
you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders.
Post-game on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco wins on Sunday, May 8th. 8-2, the final score. Chris Jarrett with you with post-game coverage now to break down our broadcast today. Both teams make an error, but the Riders, the big difference. Offensively, they out-hit Arkansas 12-3, and Cole Reagans had every bit to do with that. He gets his second win of the season now and improves to 2-1 on the season. No runs on two hits allowed, a pair of walks, and nine strikeouts. Reagans tallies up today. He turns it over to Tyler Thomas, who's pulled after two-thirds of an inning. Chase Lee with an inning and a third to get them through the seventh and the eighth. For Furuzuna's ninth inning, that went clean. Frisco finishes 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position today. The loss falls on the right-handed starter Levi Stout. He got a win this week and gets a loss on Sunday to move him back to 500, 3-3 overall in his six starts. Eight earned runs on 10 hits for Stout, and the Riders got to him and got to him quick. They led 5-0 after the second inning concluded and then tagged three more in the bottom of the fifth. Just to be sure. Arkansas with their lone two runs came in the top of the seventh inning, and that would do it for the Travelers. As Brooks, the chief morale officer for the Riders, making his way around the bases, and every stop includes a tree. Brooks running the bases on Sunday afternoon postgame. It is 6:35. Time of today's game was 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a Mother's Day crowd of 3,947. 93 degrees, sunny, low humidity, a full lazy river, and a beautiful way to end what was a really, really entertaining six-game series. We'll go ahead and step aside for the first time in the Riders post-game show, come back and look around the minor league and the Rangers affiliates at some scores, look ahead to next week, look ahead to the upcoming promotional schedule, and say so long one final time on this Sunday, May 8th. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
kids on the bases for free on Sunday postgame at Riders Field. And it's currently happening in front of us after an 8-2 Frisco win over the Arkansas Travelers. The Riders now 17-10 on the season. They came close, fluttering back to that 500 mark, but now seven games over the 500 mark at 17-10. Arkansas dropping to 12-15 now as they take three of the first four, but the Riders with back-to-back wins on Saturday and Sunday knew that the starting pitching matchup would be favorable for Frisco, especially after no George Kirby for Arkansas. Jack did his thing last night, and Cole Reagan's providing more of the same again today. How about back-to-back six-inning starts, as we mentioned tonight? Really good stuff between Jack Leiter and Cole Reagan's on Saturday and Sunday to help make back-to-back wins a possibility. Take a look at the scores around the Texas League. Before we sign off on our broadcast, a Tulsa and Wichita doubleheader going on earlier today. We already saw that up the loss in one of them, but they fall in both. So Tulsa winning 7-4 in game one and 6-5. Tight contests, but home runs were the difference. James Outman and Jacob Amaya going deep in game two, and then Ryan Ward and Hunter Fiducia in game one for Tulsa. So they utilized the long ball to take both games over Wichita today. Now 15-11 to Wichita's 16-10. They end that series. Amarillo with an 18-9 win over Midland today to answer back from the recent losses. And the Saudis now 14-13 on the year, sitting second place in the South. Northwest Arkansas and Springfield just in the top of the third, freshly underway at Hammonds Field. And the Naturals already with a 1-0 lead. And then Corpus Christi in front of San Antonio at home in the top of the sixth, 5-4. Currently the score between the Hooks and the Missions. Quickly around the Texas Rangers affiliates, Winston-Salem topped Hickory earlier today, 5-1. And all five runs at Truist Stadium for Winston-Salem coming in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hickory scored just their lone run in the top of the first. Down East topping Kannapolis today, 2-1 the final. Both teams with an error. Nine hits out hitting Kannapolis to their seven. And Down East getting the win today to improve to 12-15. Hickory playing a doubleheader, and they won the other game after falling in the first one 5-1. They take the other 4-0, a game that was a completion of last night's rainout that we mentioned in last night's broadcast. Reno just barely edging Round Rock today despite a Steele Walker home run. 6-5, the final score, with the Aces topping the Express on the road. And then, of course, Frisco defeating Arkansas 8-2. Our ball game here at Riders Field today. Upcoming promotional schedule after the Riders return home from this upcoming road series against the Tulsa Drillers. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to go on the road and see how the Riders do it away from North Texas. Well, two complete series away from Frisco this year for the Riders, and a 10-2 road record that they will be putting to the test against Tulsa this next upcoming week. And when they return, we mentioned it'll be on Tuesday, May 17th, with an 11:05 start time. That's on Education Day, presented by Olson. Then Craig Gentry in the house on Texas Baseball Legends Wednesday. A Thirsty Thursday, Blue Northern Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River on Thursday, May 19th. Rowdy at the River, presented by Blue Northern Hard Seltzer. For $25, you get $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers with access to the Lazy River. Again, for $25 to get all of that, you get access to the Lazy River and $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers. A really good deal. Also going to be NFT night as we use Josh Young for NFT night. So more information on that is will be available as it comes up closer to us on May 19th. Still about over a week until that ball game, but taking on Corpus Christi, the upcoming homestand, that'll continue Friday with Fireworks Friday and then Hometown Heroes Weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, along with post-game fireworks both games. And then we tie it together with Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold on Sunday, also a Kid Sunday Fun Day as well. That'll be May 22nd. Well, take a breath. A really busy week at Riders Field, and it comes to a close with Frisco topping Arkansas today, 8-2, the final score. We'll go ahead and say so long from Riders Field one last time. Frisco wins 8-2, the final. Folks, we'll talk to you in Tulsa. The upcoming game on Tuesday, right around the corner, when the Riders make their first trip to Oklahoma to take on the Drillers for the first time since 2019. No access, or I should say no ball game ever played in 2020, and then in 2019, the last time that Frisco went and took on the Drillers on the road. So going to be a fun experience for the guys as they all make that first trip for the first time. This May 8th, as we're about a quarter to seven from Frisco, from my broadcast partner Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long one final time. Have a great rest of your weekend, or what remains of it. Have a great Monday, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And fans, until next time, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.